How are you guys enjoying it?
Enjoying a lot so far.
Was the Runaways, I mean, how did you come on board with it? Was it the characters or the role, or did you know the music? What was the first thing that came your way?
The script. Mm-hmm. I knew about Joan Jett, which most people probably would say, but I didn't know anything about the Runaways, and I thought it was really cool to see a character that was like so different from who she seems to be now, because she's so, you could just talk to her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very self-assured and you know, she really, really knows who she is, and so I thought it was cool to like see her become that, and see the relationship between her and Sheree and how sweet that is, and it's just an interesting story.
Yeah, I mean, so for me, I read the script and wasn't really familiar with Runaways either, and just loved the relationship between them and things that I would get to do while playing Sheree.
You guys both delivered fantastic performances in this. And obviously, this wasn't some huge budget film where you can like spend a lot of time doing a lot of stuff. How did you prepare for this role versus, say, some of your other roles?
Well, obviously, there was like the singing for me that I had to prepare for, which was kind of a daunting task, but something that I think adds to the movie that I actually did it, and it wasn't just her voice, you know. So yeah, I had to make it just like hers, which was kind of intimidating.
we had to make sure that we looked right and moved right. They have really, when you meet them, like, and see footage from when they were younger, they have like such specific idiosyncrasies. Like they're very, they're like riddled with little particular details that make them, as we all are, but like theirs are really interesting and they're really dynamic. I don't know, they're just cool to look at. But preparing for a movie is always this. There's no difference. It's like, there's just a bigger responsibility here because it's not just somebody that you're making up.
Well, we talked to Sheree, who said she feels like she's living in a dream because you're playing her, and Joan said you guys had very similar energy. How much time did you guys spend with them before and during the production?
A lot. I mean, they were there like pretty much every day, and I spent a lot of time with Sheree before we started filming, and I think it was important that they were there just to, because it's their life, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We didn't have a whole lot of time either because, in pre-production rehearsal-wise, we had a solid 2 weeks, and then before that I had a week with Joan just, like, shooting the shit, but, they instantly, there wasn't like a period of like, let's feel this out and see like how much we're willing to like delve into personal aspects of your lives and how much we're willing to like expose ourselves. But it was so nice because they were actually like not just open to any actor who might be playing them, but we really liked each other. Mm-hmm. Like the four of us were pretty, you know, there was just something really special. I don't know, it was cool.
Did you play guitar already, or did you have to learn how to do that as well?
Yeah, I played.
What was it like putting that, a rock and roll electric guitar, it's a great big phallic symbol, what was it like sort of strapping that on?
No, totally. In fact, like, I don't know if I can say this, whatever, I mean, you can use it or not. Yeah. Her biggest, whenever it wasn't coming from the right place, she was always like, Kristen, pussy to the wood. Fuck your guitar. I was like, okay. So when you have Joan Jett telling you to fuck your guitar, like, yeah. So it felt good. I liked it.
Empowering?
Yeah.
Does it change the way you feel about your own sexuality?
It's a more, Joan's at least, and actually, I mean, Sheree's is definitely, like,
yeah.
They're dominant, absolutely. Like, and that's,
but they're different.
That, yeah,
they're different. About,
yeah,
like that sort of
thing. But that's, but they had to like fight to be. Nobody wanted to see everyone. I mean, people like girls to be sexy, and they did then too, but in a completely different way. They didn't want to get fucked. They wanted to fuck them, and that's not what Joan wanted.
Do you think the Runaways changed the world? Do you think they changed the? Or do you think things are still the same for female musicians? I mean, did you? Is that part of your attraction to the role? Part of this? About something that's still, there's still a bit of a taboo about women doing certain things.
Yeah, that was a huge thing, and especially for Joan, like, it's still such a huge, and, like, Dakota was saying something earlier, like, we're used to being told, like, we're girls that have both been brought up thinking, like, you know, we can do whatever we want, and there's a lot of, like,